Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, the Scholar Report, with Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. We go immediately to China because the reports over these last weeks from China bulls, from China bears, is that there is no recovery comparable to what was expected after the COVID lockdown. And at the same time, there's evidence that the business investment in China is ebbing and that CEOs are cautious to reluctant to continue to use China in the supply chain globally. I've talked to Chris about electronics and the Pearl River Valley, but now we have a question of more than electronics. This has to do with apparels, sometimes called the rag trade, and by the old sharp talking of the 20th century. A record number of U.S. fashion companies, reports Bloomberg, no longer list China as their top supplier. 61% of apparel retail CEOs stopped using China as their primary supplier, according to the U.S. Fashion Industry Association. In addition, a chart accompanying this story in Bloomberg says that over the next 2 years, the companies expect to decline their use of China to decline by 78%. And who are the winners? Vietnam, Bangladesh, India, and Cambodia are the big four winners of the factory floor of cotton goods. This has to do with the persecution of the Uyghurs and the act of Congress. But at the same time, this is part of the Chinese economy that doesn't get a lot of attention, t-shirts, clothes, fashion. And it's not the high margin business of electronics, but it is in disrepair. And they're, according to this, the world is exiting. Chris, a very good evening to you. Does this comport with what you see in electronics, especially in the Pearl River Basin, retreat or hesitancy over the next 2 years to continue to use China as a primary supplier? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Even pre-pandemic, you were starting to see apparel business migrate out of China, not for political, holistic reasons, not for strategic regime reasons, but more specifically because of cost. The costs for labor in China are now not the lowest cost in the world. It's not impossible to say that that's a $4 to $6 USD per hour range pretty commonly. Apparel jobs went to Vietnam, went to India, went to Bangladesh because the labor costs are much lower, and apparel being an extremely low margin business, China was no longer competitive in many of those sectors. So that's the basis for the migration of jobs in the apparel industry out of China.
You do not see, or do you see, comparable migration of jobs in electronics? I mean, gizmos, not the fabs, not the high end chip making, but electronic devices around the home, or say units for, that talking box from Amazon. I won't use her name because it lights up across the country. Is that sort of electronics leaving China?
That is starting to migrate out of China as well. The difference being apparel has a relatively simple supply chain where electronics does not. But you've seen major producers like Apple start to say, hey, we're migrating the labor-intensive builds of smartphones, of tablets out of China at volume. So that same labor issue is hitting electronics. Just they have a little bit better margins to be able to deal with it short term, but they're certainly starting to migrate out as well.
Supply chain also involves the shippers for TEUs. Chris, what is a TEU and what do we know about the rates right now with a softening China and a not yet fully recovered Europe and America? What about the rates?
John, that's a fancy way of saying containers. And within the container business, the rates to move containers trans-Pacific, typically a Shanghai to Long Beach, have nearly doubled in the last 6 to 8 weeks. you're seeing a tremendous increase in the cost of containers. In the pandemic, it was shortage of space, but now that the Chinese economy and the number of containers being moved is down by roughly one third, you're seeing some of the big global shippers remove ships and remove sailings from that route to try to get price stability. No different than when airlines take airplanes out of the sky. But the rates are surging, and they're surging at the time that many retailers are starting to stock for Christmas. And it's difficult to take those prices on the spot market and quite painful across the industry.
Some of the factory floors from China in the apparel trade are said to be moving to Central America. Would that would logically cut into the shipping trade, right? Because no longer is the commuter line for the big container ships from Shanghai to Long Beach. That would change the environment. Is that something that you can see already in shipping rates to get from Central America to the East Coast or the West Coast of the U.S.?
Still a little bit too early on that migration of apparel. Apparel is not intensive in terms of the amount of stowage that it uses compared to other industries. It's the harder industries, appliances, home goods, etc., that are off so much in China that are really reducing that container demand.
So we go from there to the question right now in general of the U.S. economy in the recovery, if that's what it is. The U.S. recovery is very difficult to see all the time. We get statistics about jobs, about inflation. I'm noting the jobs report right now is positive mixed. There was one part of it that Chris has especially a good view of, which is the hospitality business. I'm thinking of hotels and restaurants, but particularly restaurants. The report says that restaurant hiring remains strong, especially sit-down restaurants as opposed to fast food restaurants, although fast food is hiring again. Do you see the fast food? I want to make two distinctions. There are the franchises where you sit down, and there's the fast food where you don't. Do you see both recovering at the same time, Chris?
John, in quick service, they are now able to hire where for the last two and a half years you could not get people. But the challenge is very much in the quality of people and the retention of people. It's always been very challenging for labor in that industry, historically, even pre-pandemic, because there's a lot of churn. But now the level of qualified workers, the people that wish to work, continues to be pretty slim. So the market conditions are changing in swinging the power of that pendulum back towards the employer versus the employee. But the quality of those employees is still lacking, especially coming out of the pandemic.
The concern is having to pay higher wages in order to retain employers. So move to the hospitality business and also hotels. Is there still a shortage there? Is there still the move towards robotic service for customers, or are people seeking jobs again?
You'll still see substantial automation in any sector of hospitality because of the efficiency of it, the raw reliability of the technology in that sector. And that's kind of just an industrial change where, because people are less inclined to work in many sectors and the pool of available workers continues to shrink month after month, you have to bring tech in to mitigate those circumstances.
Commercial real estate, you've been warning that that is a topic. It's such a routine topic now, they keep writing off these buildings. But a new aspect of it is the malls. Has the mall business plan failed, or is this also the recovery?
John, it's very interesting to see in doing some work in that sector relative to media in those buildings. Many of those properties nationwide now are not viable in what used to be very prime markets. So that entire industry is a threat. Will malls go away completely? No. Will the number of malls shrink dramatically? Yes. And this is probably the shakeout event that's been coming for the last 5 to 10 years as consumers are changing their behavior. And the greatest threat to the mall business operating model today is Amazon.
Yes, Amazon is reporting a surprise to the upside. It's always a moving story. Amazon also has business in the cloud and other sources of revenue. Amazon took a dip into the valley of death for a while. And so can we connect malls retreat with Amazon advances? And does this mean it's a profound change? Has the American consumer altered his or her idea of where to buy?
It's certainly that generational change that when you look at Gen X or boomers, malls were a different experience than they are today. So it's a shift in how the consumer buys, how the consumer engages, as well as a very ironic twist to it, especially women now spend much more on electronics than apparel historically, if looking back over the last 20 years. So the hottest thing to have might be that new iPhone or that new Galaxy phone versus the latest dress or the latest piece of apparel. So the consumer is shifting in where they're spending their dollars as well. And that's a generational shift that does not make a good future for the mall business.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is the Scala Report, the CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.